DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, June 6th. The King Must Die, part two of a dramatisation of Mary Renault's novel of the myth of Theseus. Radio 3, 3 o'clock, Saturday afternoon. 2 hours of classic humour on Radio 4 Extra at 8pm, with Morecambe and Wise, then Beyond Our Ken, and the inimitable P.G. Woodhouse. Sunday, June 7th, Elaine Page on Sunday, and this week's edition has only picks from award-winning musicals and movies. Radio 2, 1 o'clock, Sunday afternoon. Opening lines, John York explores Dylan Thomas's portrait of the artist as a young dog, followed at 3 o'clock on Radio 4 by a dramatisation of the short story. And Word of Mouth with Michael Rosen is on Radio 4, Sunday night, 8pm. On to programmes then that are serialised Monday to Friday at the same time, each day on the same radio station. So same time, same radio station, all week, Monday to Friday. Book of the week, The Butterfly Season. One woman's search for all of Denmark's 64 species of butterfly. Radio 4, 11:45am. Jeremy Vine is on Radio 2 all week with music and topical chat at lunchtime, 12 noon, Monday to Friday. 10 years after Brexit, an examination of the impact of leaving the EU. Radio 4 all week, 1:45 in the afternoon. Matt Chorley brings his own unique take to the news and political discussion on Radio 5 Live, all week at 2 o'clock. While a country house dramatisation of a story in which a pianist specialising in Chopin is haunted by the ghost of Chopin's lover. Radio 4 Extra, 3 o'clock, all week, Monday to Friday. 60 Years of Hurt, David Baddiel looks at the golden generation of England footballers as we build up to the World Cup, which starts in a few days. Radio 4, 3:30, all week. Composer of the Week, Monty Verdi, Radio 3 at 4 o'clock, Monday to Friday. And Blackwater, a new crime novel by Heidi Amsinak, read by Mayanna Burring. Radio 4, 10:45pm, all week. Let's go back to the individual highlights then for the rest of the week, Monday to Friday, starting with Monday, June 8th. I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue is a comedy panel game at 6:30 on Radio 4. While Rethink is back on Radio 4 at 8pm, and it's part two of a five-part series called Monarchies in the Modern World, exploring how ancient governance systems adapt to modern political, technological and social realities. Radio 4 for the Rethink series, 8 o'clock on Monday evening. Tuesday, June 9th, an add to playlist. If you haven't heard this before, they connect one piece of music to another piece of music to another piece of music all the way through the programme. There are five connected tracks from one to the other. Radio 4, Tuesday morning, 11am. Our Friends in the North, the radio adaptation of the brilliant 1990s drama from BBC TV. We're up to episode 3, 1967, just after the swinging 60s, of course. 2:15, Radio 4 on Tuesday afternoon. History's Heroes focus on Sophie Blanchard, the woman astronaut, on Radio 4 at 3 o'clock. While Poetry Please was recorded last week at the Hay Festival, Radio 4, 4pm. In June is a special broadcast from the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic on Radio 3 at 5 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. One person found this helpful, a comedy discussion with tonight's subjects including necks and ice sculptures. Radio 4, the comedy slot at 6:30pm. While as it's Tuesday, In Touch, the latest news for the blind and partially sighted, Radio 4, 8:40pm. Wednesday, June 10th, To Catch a King. We're up to episode 5 on Radio 4, the closed world of smugglers and their bankers. 9:30, Wednesday morning. Classical Live includes works by Holst and Walton on Radio 3 at 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. The Shoemakers is all about boots and shoemaking in Northampton, Radio 4 Extra at 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. While Ian Smith is stressed, the comedian discusses male fertility, bus timetables and Wi-Fi. It's episode 4 of this in the comedy slot on Radio 4 at 6:30 on Wednesday night. I mentioned the World Cup earlier. It's the eve of the tournament. So the latest news ahead of the World Cup starting in America 2026, Radio 5 Live from 7 p.m. with Sport on 5. And the Folk Show with Mark Radcliffe, Radio 2, 9 o'clock Wednesday night. Thursday, June 11th, the drama The Goalkeeper's Guide to Absurdism. Albert Camus's fever dream as he stands in goal. Radio 4, 2:15, Thursday afternoon. Word of mouth is this week's episode with Michael Rosen, and he finds out how to describe smells. Radio 4 at 3:30, Thursday afternoon. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. The 1965 sketch show on Radio 4 Extra at 6:30 p.m. While The Country Show with Darius Rucker is on Radio 2 at 9 p.m. on Thursday. Finally, Friday, June 12th, and Limelight, The Courier. It's a crime drama. We're up to episode 2 of 5, Radio 4, 2:15, on Friday afternoon. Ken Clark's Jazz Greats focus on Benny Goodman in this week's edition on Radio 4 Extra, 4:30 p.m. Add to Playlist is back again on Radio 4 at 7:15, 5 connected tracks on Radio 4. Free Thinking, a look at satire on the 30th anniversary of Gulliver's Travels, Radio 4 at 9 p.m. While if you'd like something else to end your week, Friday night is of course Music Night, with concert marking the City of Portsmouth's centenary. Radio 3, 7 p.m. That's it. Thank you to Angela for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
Now for the audio described television programmes for the week beginning Saturday the 6th of June and ending Friday the 12th of June 2026. Written by John and read by Chris. Saturday the 6th. There are Homes Under the Hammer from Northampton, Leeds and Coventry on BBC One at 12 noon. Bargain Hunt is from Wetherby Racecourse at 1:15 on BBC One. When digging an escape tunnel is too long, the inmates of Stalag Luft 3 hit upon an ingenious plan. The Wooden Horse is the afternoon film on BBC Two starting at 12:15 p.m. Military discipline at the local barracks seems to have turned into bullying, but can Flynn save the day? Casualty on BBC One at 8:25. There's international football on ITV One at 8:15, with the match between England and New Zealand, and on BBC Two at 8:30, there's the friendly match between Scotland and Bolivia, as Scotland starts their first World Cup series in 28 years. Both matches kick off at 9 p.m. and neither match is audio described, but hopefully the commentary will explain how the matches are progressing. Zoe feels liberated at a party hosted by eccentric expats, while Dan spirals into a dark place. 2 Weeks in August is on BBC One at 9:15 this evening. How about an action film for your late night entertainment? CIA agent Brian Mills plans a trip to Istanbul with his daughter and ex-wife, but the father of a kidnapper he killed is hell-bent on revenge. Taken 2 is on ITV One at 11:40. On to Sunday the 7th. More politicians are put under the spotlight on Sunday with Laura Koonsberg. It's on BBC One at 9 a.m. Mary Berry visits Bristol and serves up a prawn stir-fry in Mary Berry Cook and Share on BBC Two at 11:30 a.m. There are two films about the Americas this afternoon on BBC One. starting at 3 p.m. with Florida's Crystal River, with Exploring the Andes following at 3:40. Both are narrated by Tom Hanks. How do tigers raise their young in West Bengal, on an island full of dangers? A team of city scientists document their lives in Tiger Island on BBC One at 7:15. There's more wildlife at 8:15 on BBC Two, when Steve Backshall travels into the Eden of Africa in Gabon to locate an undiscovered community of chimpanzees. Part two of the true story about the charity Believe in Magic continues at 9 on BBC Two. Meghan Barry takes a group of sick children to Walt Disney World in Florida for Christmas, while sceptical parents try to prove the charity is built on a lie. But then a tragedy makes them question everything they've uncovered. The Mother of All Cons on BBC Two at 9 o'clock. When the founder of a New Age commune is found impaled on a horse plough, Janie seems uncharacteristically keen to clear the case quickly. It soon becomes clear why, as her estranged father is revealed to be one of the commune. Death Valley is on BBC One at 9:15. Now a look at the programmes that are on at the same time each weekday. The following are on BBC One. Homes Under the Hammer at 11:30, Bargain Hunt at 12:15, Robson Green's Weekend Escapes at 2:30, but not on Friday, Escape to the Country at 3 p.m, but at 2:45 on Friday. Now on the other channels, Dickinson's Real Deal on ITV1 at 2, but not on Friday. Great Continental Railway Journeys is on BBC Two at 6:30. Two episodes of Heartbeat on ITV3 starting at 5:50 and 6:55 p.m. Law and Order UK, two episodes starting at 10 p.m. on ITV3. The soaps are as follows. EastEnders, BBC One, Monday to Thursday at 7:30. Emmerdale, ITV1 at 8 o'clock all week. And Coronation Street, ITV1 at 8:30 all week. Back to the weekdays, starting with Monday the 8th. PC Wade witnesses a micra taking a roundabout at excessive speed. Motorway cops catching Britain's speeders on Channel 5 at 7. The family gather their flock of sheep for the rather smelly job of worming treatment. Fletcher's Family Farm on ITV1 at 7. England's former football manager, Gareth Southgate, looks at how boys and young men are struggling with identity and hope. He visits unemployed men in Middlesbrough, boys coping with secondary education in Essex, and visits young prison inmates before exploring potential solutions for school, work and beyond. Gareth Southgate, Changing the Game for Young Men, is on BBC One at 9. On the 23rd of June 2016, the UK voted to leave the EU. 10 years on, this documentary recounts the run-up to the referendum and the political fallout from the result. Brexit, A Very British Civil War, on BBC Two at 9. Part four of Tiptoe is on Channel 4 at 9. Bob and Paul travel to Hampshire to fish for trout on the River Itchen. Can Paul catch a brown trout for his birthday? Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing on BBC Two at 10. On to Tuesday the 9th. The two finalists travel to Longleat Safari Park, where they take inspiration to transform rental cottages. Interior Design Masters with Alan Carr, the final, is on BBC One at 8. The tasks include creating savoury laminated tarts, cream buns and a landmark showpiece made from biscuit. It must be Bake Off the Professionals on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. Joe Walsh, the former EastEnders actor and reality star, goes in search of his Italian roots in Who Do You Think You Are on BBC One at 9. The war between Leo and Clive reaches a shocking climax in the final of Tiptoe on Channel 4 at 9. Simon investigates how the British Empire failed to match up to reality in A History of Britain by Simon Sharma, which is on BBC Four at 9. Now Wednesday the 10th. A leather darts case, an unusual clock, and a life-size model horse are all in need of help from the repair shop on BBC One at 8 o'clock. Chief historian Tracy Borman learns that the Tower of London was once the centre of an international spy ring. Inside the Tower of London is on Channel 5 at 8. Professor Brian Cox explores the heavens, starting with the luminous bodies that bring light and warmth to the universe. Tonight, the Sun, Gold Star. Universe is on BBC Four at 8. Amanda hosts a prom pre-party at her flat. Amandaland is on BBC One at 9. Tonight, surgeons tackle a life-threatening tumour and use unerring precision to save a patient from paralysis. Surgeons at the Edge of Life on BBC Two at 9. Thursday the 11th. This week sees the start of the 2026 World Cup. The opening ceremony is on ITV One at 6:15, which is followed by the opening game between Mexico and South Africa, which is on ITV One at 7:50, with kick-off at 8. This is not audio described, but the commentary should make you feel you are there. The team helps the Jamieson family transform their home, taking everything from their converted bungalow and displaying it in a warehouse. As they sort through, emotions rise. Sort Out Your Life with Stacey Solomon is on BBC One at 8. Reported missing at 9 on BBC One, looks at the cases in Edinburgh. Gabby has not been responding to messages, and Ava's failed to return to her care unit after school. Brittany, in 10 pictures, examines the spectacular rise and turbulent life of Britney Spears through 10 key photographs. This episode chronicles a life in the glare of the media spotlight. It is on BBC Two at 9. Mary agrees to help organise the Harvest Festival, but her class is thrown off course. The Hardacres continues on Channel 5 at 9. It's the final of Taskmaster on Channel 4 at 9. Amy tears her hair out. Armando plays the recorder while riding a trike with a plunger on his head. And Joanna lays waste to little Alex's home. Celebrity Gogglebox is on Channel 4 at 11. And finally, Friday the 12th of June. Daisy risks joining Marissa's book club to meet David's daughter, but gets the wrong book. Under the Vines on BBC One at 2 p.m. The World Cup match tonight is between Canada and Bosnia-Herzegovina. Coverage starts at 7 with kick-off at 8. Again, this isn't audio described. Experts maintain a spinning mule at the Quarry Bank Mill and specialists restore a period cottage at Kimver Edge. Hidden Treasures of the National Trust is on BBC Two at 9. Pantalone plans to steal £12 million in diamonds, but to do the job he's hired a bunch of clowns who are willing to double-cross each other. Inside Number 9 is on BBC Two at 10. The celebrity armchair critics review this week's programmes in Gogglebox on Channel 4 at 9. The late-night film on BBC One is a romantic comedy. Lifelong pals John and Jeremy gatecrash weddings to pick up women. At the wedding of the daughter of the Treasury Secretary, Jeremy accepts an invitation to an extended weekend party. What could possibly go wrong? Weekend Crashers is on BBC One at 11:35 tonight. We hope you find something of interest in this week's selections.
DNF Soundings.